Hey mama, welcome to another episode on the One Income Family Podcast. Have you ever sat down and really thought about the way that you look at money? I mean, do you feel like you want to do more for others, but your bank account just won't let it happen? Are you ready to stop stressing over your finances when tragedy hits? I am sure that just like me, some of these questions may have hit you hard. These thoughts have haunted me every single time I see someone in need, but my inner alarms go off telling me that I don't have the income to help them or else I myself will be in danger. I want to, you know, be prepared for the unplanned events that I know that are going to hit me at some point in time, right? I guess another way to say is that I'm just not willing to give up my security blanket. But as I've sat down to write this episode, I have gotten deep into the roots of why I think these thoughts. What is keeping me from being willing to give my money to those who are in much more dire need than I am? Why can I not be like Jesus, who would give his shirt, who would give his sandals to those in need, which would make him in more need, right? Why can't I be like him? I feel torn between doing what's right and staying safe. What I have learned has really opened my eyes to things that I didn't know I was doing. And I pray that this episode opens your eyes to some of the things that you may be doing as well. So my question to you is money running your life? Is it an idol? I too quickly wanted to shrug the thought off and be like, no, it's not my idol. But I know that it is something that I struggle with as I really sat down to think about it, and it's something that I'm working to correct. And I pray that what I have found will help you through your struggle as well. So go grab them headphones and, you know, maybe a little laundry today just in case I strike a nerve, and let's get to it. Hey friend, welcome to the One Income Family Podcast. Do you live primarily on your husband's income and find it hard to save or get out of debt? Are you constantly searching for ways to cut costs, live frugally, and do things on a budget? Do you have big dreams only to be stopped by overspending and loosely following your budget? Hey, I'm Molly, and I too have struggled with living and growing a family on one income. But through trial and error and a lot of help from God, my family and I have learned how to live abundantly on less. This podcast will bring you a Christ-centered, simple, and frugal lifestyle, along with how to budget so you can follow it, and time management tips that will transform your budget and your home. So go restart that laundry, grab your Bible, and let's get budgeting. How often do you find yourself throwing away the plan all because you struggle to stick to your budget? You're not alone. I've done that so many times at the beginning of my one income journey, it's not even funny. My desires right there in that moment won out against my better judgment, and all it took was one slip up for me to throw caution to the wind and give up on my budget. This would leave us in a pile of stress and overwhelm trying to make it through to the next paycheck because, yes, we were living paycheck to paycheck and it felt impossible. But you don't have to go through that like I did. I want to invite you to come learn how a financial strategy session can help you and your family and give you the power to stay the course even when the waters get rough. I don't want you to have to go through the struggles that I did to get where I am today. All you have to do is join me on a free clarity call where you will get your questions answered and learn how you can move from stress and overwhelm to financial peace and stability. Go to calendly.com/Molly Bunnell. That's calendly.com/Molly with a Y, B as in boy, E-N-E-L-L, and book your free clarity call today. Alrighty, so I want to tell you how this episode even came to be. And, you know, it's one that has definitely hit me in the gut a little bit because here I'm thinking I'm Little Miss Perfect, but no, that's not true. And I don't think it ever will be, right? But anyways, how this episode talking about idolizing money, right, came to be is one day I had a friend over and they were talking about the property that we live on, right? And she just out of the blue was like, If somebody offered you like $250,000 for this place, which it's not quite to that price, eventually I'd love to get it there, but it's got a lot of work to get there, right? She's like, if somebody offered you that right now, would you take it? And instinctively, I'm like, no, because in the back of my brain, I'm thinking, what am I going to do with my family? Where am I going to put my stuff? I'm not just going to sell my house and not have a plan to, you know, take care of my family and make sure that it's everyone's okay, regardless of how much money they're offering me. I mean, they could probably offer me $1 million right now, but because I have no place to go and it would be putting my family out on the street, there is no way I'd be selling my property, right? And later on, I just couldn't get that out of my brain. I just kept feuding over that. I'm like, why would they even think that that was okay? Because to me, it was just like, it's like they stabbed me in the gut, or punched me in the gut, not stabbed me, punched me in the gut and was like saying, here, you have to go live on the street and figure out how you're going to take care of your family. Like my red flags were going off in my head like crazy, and I just couldn't let that go. And it just really brought the thoughts of how they couldn't let go of the money part. And here I'm going, well, they must have money as the first thing that they think of. It must be an idol in their life, and that's not good, and you're not supposed to live that way. And here I'm thinking again that I'm perfect and Little Miss Goody Two Shoes, and I don't idolize money and all this kind of stuff. Well, as I sat down to write this episode, I realized that there are different types of idolizing money, and it's really opened my eyes and humbled me. It has made me realize that I do fail in some of these areas, and I do struggle, and I would like to fix that. And it has opened my eyes so that I can work to be more like Jesus and be willing to help those in need, regardless of how much money is in my account, to be able to go and know what it is that I need to think of first, to be able to not have money at the very front of my mind. Like, that has really been eye-opening to me, and I pray that this episode really does that for you as well. And, you know, maybe you think that you don't have money as an idol in your life. Well, like I said, I didn't think I was either. And as I sat down to write this and realized like what it meant to have money as an idol, I do struggle in some areas, and you will learn what those areas are as we go on through this. So I really want you to listen with an open mind and to think about like the way that you do things as well, because you could be like me thinking that you're perfect. Maybe you don't think you're perfect, but you get what I'm saying, that you don't have money as an idol in your life, but there may be parts that it is still clinging on, because that's what the world is. That's what happens in this broken world. Money is the first thing that everyone thinks of. It's the first thing that everyone goes to, especially if you're not a Christian. And so we struggle with that just as much as they do, because it is so tempting. It is a desire that most everyone wants. And that's something that we need to figure out how to juggle and how to, you know, just give it up to God so that He can lead you instead of trying to do it ourselves. So before I go down a soapbox, let's jump into the things that I learned and found as I was sitting down and writing up this episode that really just, you know, there are like three categories that I have pretty much that have really opened my eyes to the types of adultery, but that is a total different thing. It's idolatry. There we go. Don't expect me to say that word later on. But there are three types or like areas that really I've realized in this as I... Okay, I'm going to stop tripping over my tongue and just go into my three categories that I have figured out, because that's what I'm just trying to spit out. Anyways, so the first category of you know, idolizing money that I have found is the one that I kind of struggle with the most, and that is that I put my trust in money and I go to it first. So you go to money essentially for your choices. So me, I was focused on being more frugal. I was focused on being more cheap. I was focused on the feeling of security because I didn't have enough money, which I say in air quotes, in the bank account to make me feel like I was safe, to make me feel like I could make these choices, these decisions that were either big decisions or maybe small decisions. It could be the same thing like earlier when I was talking about giving money to those in need. I didn't want to give that money because I thought, like, I was living in that scarcity mindset thinking that I didn't have enough money. And if I gave that money away, what was I going to do? Because I'm sitting here in this spot thinking that the only two things in this equation are me and money. I was not putting God in that equation, and I had put all my trust in money. And by putting all my trust in money, I was failing in so many areas. And there are so many areas that money can't solve, so many problems that money can't solve. And by putting my trust in money, I'm failing right away at everything pretty much, right? So that's one thing that I've really opened my eyes to is the fact that I do trust God. However, when it comes to financial things, I do struggle with not going to Him first. And that's why I am going to have a later episode where I talk about, you know, how to make these financial decisions. Because as I was writing up this episode, it has really helped me to realize how I should be making these decisions instead of, you know, how the world wants us to make these decisions. And so that's why I wanted to share the other aha moment that kind of came to me, which is, again, going to be at a later date. But it's just, we don't want to go to money first. If you're going to money first, that means that your family, that means that God, that means that everything else that you hold dear and that is important to you is not important to you, because money is, like, whether you have enough money, whether it's a security thing, whether it's a just desire to want more, you know, there's so many reasons why you may have trust in your money instead of other things around you. And we want to use money as a tool instead of as a thing that we cling to because we think that it's going to keep us safe. But if we would lose all of our money tomorrow, what would you do? Would you be freaking out trying to figure out how to do it? Or would you be saying, okay, God, what are we going to do? Tell me the next steps I need to take just to be able to care for my family, regardless if I don't have actual finances to take care of them, right? So just because we may not have money does not mean that we are not going to be able to make it through whatever season that is. And not having money could mean, like, maybe you're used to getting $100,000. Well, you're knocked down to $50,000 a year, right? Or maybe it could be knocked down even more to like $20,000 or $30,000 a year, and you're just really trying to figure it out. Or it could be down to nothing completely. But there are still ways that you can move forward and you can live and you can have a joyful life, because the money in your account does not decide how joyful you live your life. That is a heart posture, which leads me into the next thing. The next category of idolizing money is you pretty much have a negative heart posture because you trust money first. You go into having a negative heart posture, which essentially what I'm saying is, instead of being willing to give to those and having a joyful heart, you have those sin attributes that money brings out. And it makes you into a person that you don't want to be. Things like boasting, like when you get something new and you're like, ha ha, I got this and you don't have it, ha ha. Kind of like the na 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 boo boo kind of thing, right? Which, I mean, there's also a fine line between boasting and celebrating. So you may think that you're celebrating, but you want to check yourself and make sure that you're not boasting about the fact that you were able to get something, and instead you're trying to share it with somebody else in a negative way that maybe you're not trying to get it to come out that way, but that's the way it's coming out, right? So definitely check yourself when you go to celebrate or boast, right? Just to make sure that you're not coming off in the wrong direction. Another attribute that can be negative and cause a negative heart posture is that you're worried more about yourself than others. That's me. That was me, you know, when I was talking about the feeling of security and the fact that I don't want to give money if I feel like I'm not going to be stable in my finances, right? Which is something that I need to work on because, yes, we're supposed to know how to manage our income and steward our finances for the benefit of God, but that doesn't mean that we get to keep it. Like when God brings us somebody who needs help, we're supposed to give them whatever we have, including the shirt off our backs, which may be extremely hard to do, but it's what he wants us to do. And when we have that tight grip on our finances, like we're not going to let go, then it's selfish. That is the selfish desire that we need to figure out how to let go of so that we can do right in the eyes of the Lord and have a better heart posture that brings joy instead of fear and that scarcity mindset. Another thing that having money as an idol in your life can come out of is sinning and doing wrong just to get more. So we can have this craving, this strong desire to get more money, and more and more and more and more and never be satisfied, even if we're like a billionaire. We can never sometimes be satisfied if we have money as an idol in our life. And it can make you, you know, lie and sin when it comes to cheating the system or like taxes. You could do fraud with taxes, right? There are so many things that this desire of more and this desire to be cheap instead of doing like paying what you're supposed to pay, what it's worth, you can just get this negative feeling that just brings out the worst in you and you just do what's wrong instead of what's right because you have that longing and that desire for more income. Another thing that comes from it is jealousy. Like you see that somebody else has something that you don't have and you just get jealous, which can bring out like negative attributes where you're just like mean to them or bad in your attitude towards them because you're jealous and you want it. It can also bring like this comparison mode where it brings you down and you're not joyful because you're seeing that somebody else has something that you don't. And so you just get depressed and sad because you have nothing to show for what you make. There are so many ways that jealousy can bring out these negative attributes as well. And another thing that I've kind of already touched on, but it's so important to me because it has been so eye-opening to me, and that's you're unwilling to give to those in need. I mean, we gotta let go of that death grip on the money and realize that money is not going to help us float or sink in any situation. It's merely a tool to buy us things that we may need or to buy us things that we may want, but it's not going to be something that you can, you know, kind of like Days of Our Lives where somebody spends a whole bunch of money to get rid of a problem, right? That's not something that's a legit serious thing. It may be happening throughout the world, but that is not something that you want to do, and it's still not going to help if you don't have that much money, right? It doesn't mean that I'm saying go out and do that. However, if you aren't bringing in that much income and you're living in this fallen world, you wouldn't be able to do those kind of things because of the lack of income. And that's what would be stressing you out. And it's just a vicious circle of that same thing where we need more money to solve this problem. But that's because we have a death grip on our money and we don't want to give it away or we don't want to use it, or we do want to use it and we give it all away and then we don't have anything to take care of ourselves, right? It can go either way, however it is, whether you're the spender or the saver. So we got to let go of that money and that death grip that that we have on it and that it has on us. So then the third category that I have is that you think in terms of money. So what I mean here is that by having enough money, it makes you feel safe. By having enough money, it makes me feel happy. I can relax because I have enough money. So when you sit down and you have these problems, when you think that, then you either have enough money or you don't have enough money. And that brings out the stress and the overwhelm. You worry more about monetary gain than anything else. So you're wanting more income and more income and more income. And it just gets in that vicious cycle of I need more or else. And then kind of like at the beginning of my episode where I told that story of how this episode came to be, but it just says that everything is for sale for the right price, right? It pretty much says that you're willing to throw caution to the wind and give anything away just because you've got the right dollar amount and you're not worrying about anything else in relation to the situation. Like when I was thinking about, well, what are we going to do? Like, what's my family going to do? Where are we going to live? How am I going to take care of my family? Like all that kind of stuff. Where am I going to put all my stuff? Because I got a lot of stuff, right? And it was just problems that I didn't want to think of that I, in the moment, felt like money was causing. But if you're thinking in terms of money, money's not going to cause the problem. It's going to be like, yes, I want the money. I want as much money as I can possibly get. So let's sell it and we'll figure the rest out as we go. I'm not that kind of person. I like to have a plan. And so that's why those are like the three areas that I really, when I sat down to think about this, got to realizing what like idolizing money meant. And I know that it has really opened my eyes. I hope that it opens your eyes. I want you to realize though that money is not the problem. Money is pretty much just a tool that is there and it's just a paperweight essentially. It's got no real value to it. Like, yes, you can buy things to it, but when you think about it, money itself, we aren't attached to it like we are something that is special to us, like we are our children, like we are our husband. But if you allow yourself to be attached to it like that, then it's a heart posture. Adultery, that's the wrong word again. Idolatry, there we go, got it, is a heart posture. And even though we may struggle with like having an emergency savings and needing to have that for that situation, because I do suggest having that there in times of need, because I'm sure at some point in time there will be a situation where we need to use that emergency fund. But we also need to not be holding on to it so tightly that we let go of God, that we don't seek Him first and steward the money the way He gives us. And when He asks us to give that money away, we need to be willing to do it. We need to be willing to obey. And that's how you'll know if you are idolizing money and listening to it and what it is asking you to do, or if you're listening to God, is when God calls you to do something, are you willing to do it? Are you willing to give up that money, that feeling of security, because He asked you to? Or are you too scared? That's deep right there. Like, are you too scared? Are you scared to let go of that money? Or are you willing to just give it away without a second thought? I personally, I'm too scared. I am struggling and working on not being at that point. That is why I created that account. I think I've told you about it, but I've created an account that's called a giving account so that I can be willing to give that money away. However, if there's a situation where God's like, I need to give more than what's in that account, I need to be willing to do that. I need to be willing to drop everything and let Him have the money and do with it as He please to further His kingdom, because I know that He will take care of me even if I don't have the income. And even though I know that, I still struggle with control, right? Because that's an attribute of the world. That is the sin inside of us trying to come out and take control. And I want you to know that this is okay. Like, you are not alone, and it is hard to get through this, but it is possible. I know it's possible. I have been making leaps and bounds in this area, and I know that you can as well. So I just really hope that this has opened your eyes to maybe the types of idolization that you may be struggling with, and that there is a way to get through it, and also that you're not alone. So reach out if you need help. Come over to the free Facebook group, or just message me or email me if you want to make it a one-on-one thing and not share it with everyone, right? Because it can be very scary to share this stuff and to be raw and open. So definitely, if you would like help in these areas, reach out to me, because I'd love to help you. So with that being said, I again, before I hop off, I want to invite you to head over to calendly.com/Molly Bunnell and book a free clarity call so that you can get your budgeting questions answered and see how I can help you transform your finances from the messy, overwhelmed state that it's in to one that oozes peace and stability, so that you can focus more on your family and less on your finances, so that you can become more willing to allow God to just use you the way that you want him to, and to further his kingdom with your money and your time, right? So go to calendly.com/Molly Bunnell. That's calendly.com/Molly with a Y, B as in boy, ENLL. And with that being said, I will see you all next Tuesday on another episode on the One Income Family Podcast. Hey friend, I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and I pray that it inspired you into action. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with that friend who also lives on one income and wants to learn how to live abundantly on less? Also, please leave a quick review for the show. It lights me up to know this podcast is helping you, and it helps get the show out there to other mamas in need. All right, well, it's time to go play with the babies, so I will meet you back here on Tuesday for another episode. Peace and chicken grease, mama.